Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner is, of course, seeking re-election. He's got a primary challenge from the right by three-term Wheaton Representative Jeannie Ives. Rauner's been getting some press in the Wall Street Journal, and he even made an appearance on Fox and Friends, President Trump's favorite TV show. Co-host Brian Kilmeade asked Rauner about gerrymandered maps in Illinois, and Rauner blamed his favorite target, Mike Madigan, and then Kilmeade apparently had a case of Mike on the mind. Listen.
Madigan has gerrymandered the districts in Illinois. He's been in power for so long, after every census, he gets to draw the districts so they look like spaghetti noodles to protect his incumbents. And as a result, we don't have competitive general elections. That's why it's so essential. In this election, I'm going to get reelected in November, and then I will have a voice after the 2020 census. We'll have bipartisan maps. We'll have competitive general elections. And I believe Republicans will pick up a lot of seats.
Governor Mike Rauner, thanks so much.
Thank you, Governor Mike Rauner. Well, you say the name Mike Madigan enough, I guess, you know, people who aren't familiar with it. Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Democratic Governor candidate Chris Kennedy.
Well, that was fantastic. That's very funny. I mean, you know, people make little mistakes, but that's a amusing one, and I don't think hurtful to Brian. I think we all got a kick out of it. So thank you, Brian.
But you do agree with the concept of an independent map.
I absolutely do. And I think not only does it help one party or the other, the current gerrymandering, but that's not really the big threat to democracy. The big threat to democracy is that when I first voted in 1980, Reagan fought hard for conservative Democrats. He fought for the middle of the country. When you have these gerrymandered districts, the state reps, the state senators, they're not fighting for the middle. Because they're fighting for the outside. A Democrat can't get beat in a general election, but they can get beat in a primary. A Republican can't get beat in a general election, but they can get beat in the primary. So the Democrats go further to the left, the Republicans go further to the right, and you have more extremism, and that is not good for our democracy.
Well, and I go back to, as I was speaking with Representative Mueller from 1982, that was the last year of what was known as the Big House, the three-member districts in the Illinois House, where you had two from the majority party and one from the minority party. And there's a lot to be said that that also kind of fostered that kind of middle ground, kind of reaching compromise, where compromise is now such a dirty word when it comes to trying to get anything done.
And that notion that you're guaranteed to have the minority voice present in any discussion, that's a good thing for our democracy. If we get too one-sided with one party or another, I think it stamps out, well, new ideas, original thought, and independent thinking. And that's what we want present in our government.
Well, I mean, if Democrats continue their majority, you get elected as governor, we don't have to go through the rigmarole of picking a name out of a hat to do a map. Democratic legislature will be sending you a map. How do you ensure the fairness of that map?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that a governor can do. And I spoke to, Governor Quinn about his experience and the folks who helped draw the map the last time. And the governor never hired, Governor Quinn never hired an independent map authority. So there are companies that specialize in helping states draw their maps. And they have great insight into what will happen when you move the lines. And for the governor not to be armed with that data, with that ability to help create fair and competitive maps, I think he was relying on information supplied to him by others. And that's never a great way to operate.
Where does you've talked about various democratic institutions and also just democracy and institutions. Where does the map issue fall as a concern or priority to you?
I mean, you look at what's happened in New England. There's no more. I don't think there's a single Republican congressman from any of those states. And you look at what's happened around Illinois. They're becoming increasingly Republican, and fewer Democrats are elected. And what's happening is we're drawing these maps, and our congressional delegation is becoming more and more extreme. And then that extremism shows up in Washington, where now compromise is considered a dirty word. But it's not the fact of what's happening in Washington that's causing that. It's what's happening in the states and the gerrymandering of these congressional districts that makes it impossible for a middle-of-the-road Republican, a common-sense Democrat, to be elected anymore. And that's really not good for us, and we're starting to see that extremism play out in our nation's capital.
When you look at the Democratic Party as a whole, nationally and in Illinois, and you kind of see old guard versus new enthusiastic energy, but also that new energy tends to be more leftward than that middle ground. I mean, but it seems like we're kind of at a moment for what is a Democrat.
I think it's a great time to be redefining our party, and I think the Democratic Party in different states has played a, and you look at Illinois, has played a stabilizing role through election cycles where you have these extreme election outcomes where one party or the other does very well, and the party is there to withstand that massive change and provide stability. But as with anything that provide stability, it also has a stifling effect, and you need to create a little bit of balance between the stability and its openness to change, and that needs to be dialed up a little bit here in Illinois. You see these incredible groups all over the state, I mean everywhere, Indivisible and others that have cropped up, and they've cropped up outside of the Democratic Party because the leadership and the infrastructure is not welcoming not only to their point of view on the political spectrum, but their demographic characteristics and the changes that are occurring within our party and within our country. And so we're developing this external group that really acts as a Democratic Party, and I hope we'll be able to bring them all together so we have the strength from combined effort.
Well, and you kind of mentioned about in the past about this the old guard and kind of just almost sclerotic when it comes to welcoming new ideas, and that it's the status quo.
You know, you see it particularly in the collar counties where the Democratic Party has been kept alive for many years by laborcrats and others who were part of the machinery and the apparatus. And that group is now being overwhelmed a little bit by these Indivisible groups and folks who are interested.
Look at the number of candidates that are running out in Peter Roskam's district, for example,
incredible.
On the Democratic side.
You go to DuPage County and you've got this range of Democrats and that are running for the first time, and we're really building on what happened in places like Vernon Hills last year and Aurora in the last election cycle, where this group of outsider Democrats took over certain communities. And hopefully that sweep will continue, but the Democratic Party needs to open itself up to bring those folks in.
We're speaking with Chris Kennedy, Democratic candidate for governor. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue, joined by Chris Kennedy, Democratic candidate for governor. And we've been kind of talking about what the Democratic Party is. And, of course, you have been not shy about criticizing Speaker Madigan, the chairman of the state party, although on Friday you gave him credit for kind of being someone to keep Democrat ideas against what Governor Rauner's trying to bring.
I mean, absolutely. Governor Rauner's assaulted the very core values of the Democratic Party, and I believe American democracy. I think he's used his role as governor not to further and espouse traditional Republican values, but instead libertarian values. I think just like he wears that Carhartt jacket around to disguise himself as some form of pipe fitter that just stepped off a construction site in order to get close to the very people he intends to hurt, so too do I think he disguised himself as a traditional Republican, where in fact he's a libertarian, where there is no value, no place for common action, and so government has no place in society. And I do think the Democratic Party of Illinois has stood up to him effectively over the last couple of years.
But at the same time, you say people question how can a Kennedy of that iconic family how can you run as an outsider? Well, and you give a legacy history.
I'd say, yeah, just as my uncle President Kennedy ran in 1960, his opposition, his challenge wasn't so much Richard Nixon in the general election, it was the party regulars in the primaries who said, please don't run for president, you're too young, you'll tear down our entire ticket. Or alternatively, they complained and said, we don't want a Roman Catholic at the head of the a Democratic ticket, it will wreck our chances in the general, and he had to battle them back. My father, 1968, took on Lyndon Johnson, de facto the head of the Democratic Party, the sitting president of the United States, because Johnson was sending young people, particularly people of color, to Vietnam to die in the jungles there in a war they didn't understand that had no real strategic interest in the United States. And then Jimmy Carter is the president of the United States in 1980, and Ted Kennedy, my uncle, takes him on because Jimmy Carter's raised interest rates to 18, 19, 21, 22%, and he's putting people out of work, forcing them to lose their cars and homes to save the big banks from the ravishing effects of inflation. And Teddy thought the Democratic Party should stand with the people who are losing their houses. So we're not afraid to take on the Democratic Party. They may call us a traitor to the party, but as long as they recognize we're patriots to the country, that's fine.
We have a lot of fiscal challenges in the state. You, as most running for this office on the Democratic side, are for a progressive graduated income tax rate.
Sure.
You've talked about how that would take a constitutional amendment, so in the meantime, we could adopt, I believe, a Massachusetts kind of form where it'd be greater tax breaks done legislatively is kind of a de facto way to get this.
There's a way to repatriate any increase in taxes back to the middle class and the lower middle class with something akin to what's called the low-income tax credit. So we keep most people neutral and allow people with lots of disposable income to pay a higher rate of taxes. In an economy, you really don't want to tax basic income, the amount of money that people need to, well, clothe themselves, feed themselves, and shelter themselves. And that's definable. We can identify those costs. And you don't want to tax those people. You want to tax people who have so much disposable income that they can go get a yacht or a second home or a ninth home, as the case may be. But I think when we look at revenue options, let's look at the tax cheats that are operating in Illinois. Let's look at the people who say they live in another state, continue to have their jobs here, and take income in Illinois and don't pay income tax here. The state of New York, the state of California started taxing those people. I talked to the fellow who helps collect those taxes in New York just last week, and he said it's billions of dollars of tax revenue that they get in New York from people who visit there and work, take meetings and work, and we should tax those people here. We should tax internet sales. There's no reason that Amazon and others should be able to sell into our communities and not pay their fair share of the sales tax at the city and county level. It's threatening the viability of every other retailer in our cities, and we shouldn't allow that to occur. They're not paying the sales tax like they should in our cities and counties.
What about pensions?
What about pensions?
Taxing pensions.
Taxing pensions?
Taxing retirement income.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. The average retiree pension is like $18,000 a year. We're going to go tax people who make $18,000 a year. That's the group that we're going to attack. I don't think so. I don't have the heart for that. I don't have there's nothing about me that would lead me to believe that that's the right thing to do. That's not where the money is. Those people need that for their basic income. And I think that's a really bad suggestion and have thought so from the beginning of the campaign, despite the lies that J.B. Pritzker is telling about me on his new ads.
Wanted to make the point
that he's doing that?
Well, I wanted you to address that
issue.
Well,
it's interesting because, you know, I came from a family, and we're very competitive, the Kennedy family, and our parents, particularly my mother's, you know, she taught us this lesson. It's better to win than to lose. But she also made it clear it's better to lose than to cheat. And I think that's a lesson that the Kennedy family learned that apparently they don't teach in the Pritzker family. Because Pritzker, when he couldn't spend his way to victory, that is, tell the truth about himself, he then had to pick an alternative course, which was to lie about others. And that's what he's doing now with his television ads and radio ads. And it's unfortunate that he's in that desperate spot.
People can learn more about the campaign in the final 9 days.
At Kennedy for Illinois. And also just by paying attention to WGN.
That's Chris Kennedy, Democratic candidate for governor. You can see him and several others down on the Southside Irish Parade today. Chris, thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here. Thank you.